This is The Money Show with Bill Mahler on News Talk 720 WGN.
And that's Big Pipes Guy doing his metal sound here on Mighty WGN 720 News Talk here in Chicago. Anyway, I'll talk like my regular voice, I think, for this time. And we've got our old friend Neil Anderson back. Hi, Neil.
Hey, Bill. Good afternoon.
And what we'll be talking about for the balance of this hour, that means right up to Kaz and Memelo on Sports Central at 4 o'clock, is small business issues. We've run the gamut today, but now Neil Anderson, he's the founder, the president, the chairman, the chief executive, and everything else of the Courage Group, wow, which was in Westmont. Is it still there?
Yeah, it's in the Minneapolis area, Bill. So we were kind of shuttling back and forth, but we do a lot of business here in the Chicagoland area, but now the headquarters is in the Minneapolis area.
And I was impressed. Catherine, my producer, handed me this. It's a newspaper article from the Canadian Business Owner newspaper. Huge piece, gorgeous picture of you. Was there some retouching going on?
Oh, big time retouching. So, you know, I'm not that good looking. Yeah. I wish I was, but unfortunately not.
White teeth, too. But then she said that you're actually going to be on CNN this next week.
Yeah, CNN Money is going to interview me on Tuesday, and they're going to run a piece based on this article probably next Thursday or Friday online. That's CNNmoney.com.
Is this unfair of me to think I had a hand in this? Because didn't I give you your start when I was in television at CLTV?
I have everything that I've ever done in the success has been because of you,
Bill. Let's talk about that contract and the kickbacks, because I'm not getting any checks yet.
Can I get back on that?
Yeah, we'll get back to it after the show's over. From hearing you talk over the years, it seems to me that success is, yeah, of course, good planning and a lot of work, but also one's own determination to succeed. Your mind needs to be oriented to success. And again, we're talking about small business. This is the context for our conversation here, and a conversation you can join in on by calling 312-591-7200. So, Neil, failure is not an option. You got to get your head around that and live it.
100%, Bill. And this is the entrepreneur season, because a lot of people this month, this is when they're going to follow up on the New Year's resolutions and starting their own companies. And there's a ton of things that entrepreneurs have to do. But one of the most important things, Bill, right at the outset, is adopt a failure is not an option mindset.
Are you like willing that into your consciousness, or do you have to sort of intellectually come to that?
It's a combination of both, because a lot of people, they hear these gory statistics like 80-90% will fail, and quite frankly, a lot of them do. But unless you adopt that failure is not an option mindset, some of that negative thinking is going to be creeping into your mindset, and you absolutely have to go into this thing telling yourself you are not going to fail, you are not going to go back and ever work for somebody the rest of your life. But you have to have that at day one.
Yeah, and hold that and use that as your motivator, because there's a lot of voices around you, probably in family, and statistics like that, 80% plus fail in the first few years. That's scary.
It's very scary, and especially if you don't get the support at home from the family, but you start listening to some of the friends who say it's just way too impossible. Give up and go back and do something else. Go back and work for another company.
And think how much more depressing that would be if you surrender your dream and go back to where you were, where you know you weren't happy.
And that's 100% correct. You know, one of the things that myself and most entrepreneurs, we never want to go back and work for somebody the rest of our lives, and that's what drives us every single day.
Neil, I wish you were in Chicago for the month of December, because every week on The Money Show, we were talking about this. We were calling it the Running Down Your Dream Tour, based on Tom Petty's tune, Running Down a Dream, and helping people, primarily boomers, find out what their passion is. What are you supposed to be doing? What is going to make you feel fulfilled? What is going to leave a legacy? What is going to be significant? What's going to make a difference?
Yes.
And follow that. And we had just tremendous amount of listener response. People are very excited about this idea, because that is, you know, working for the man and making money, even if you're successful, have a lot of income, have a great house and a car, and the kids are off to a big, rich, expensive college, if you're not fulfilled inside, you're a failure in a
sense. Well, I got to tell you, Bill, I mean, I woke up and spilled the coffee at age 41 myself, because I was basically working 7 days a week for somebody else until I found that passion, and this is what I wanted to do. And, you know, once you have that passion, like most entrepreneurs, you'll never want to go back and work for somebody else.
Yeah, it's a world of difference. It is a scary step to take, to think, gosh, I'm going to be the one responsible for answering the phone, for making this place successful, not somebody else. I don't have any benefits.
Yes.
It's like walking a tightrope.
Well, when you think about it, Bill, 400,000 people on average are starting their own companies from scratch nationwide. That's why this failure is not an option mindset is so critically important.
Does a business, Neil, sometimes founder because the entrepreneur owner starts waving the white flag too soon? They open the place up, profits don't come immediately, and they say, oh gosh, I'm losing money. It's just not going to work.
Yeah. And unfortunately, as a matter of fact, Steve Jobs at Apple had said the same thing. Most entrepreneurs will give up just when they're about to turn the corner.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Right when success is within their grasp and they throw it in the towel.
And the sad part about it, Bill, they end up going back and working for somebody else. They're giving up on their dream. This is something that they've talked about for a long time, and now they're giving up.
Everybody's dream is to work for themselves, to not work for the man, and start their own business. So give us a call. We're talking about business, small business, entrepreneurial questions. Neil Anderson is the expert in this area. We've had a lot of good response from listeners in the past. Call now at 312-591-7200. Hey, it's free advice after all. You're likely also, Neil, putting much of your own money into this venture, whatever it might be, and seeing it drain away can be kind of a tough bullet to bite. But these are the pitfalls, the low points that you've got to be able to sustain that motivation through in order to get to the successful area.
100%, Bill. You have to take a look, and there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There's going to be a lot of dark days, but if you keep focus in terms of what the objective is, to say, I'm going to succeed, and this is how I'm going to do it, and I'm not going to be so concerned about this failure situation, but there's going to be many a dark day, and there's going to be a certain amount of sacrifice that absolutely has to be taken into consideration, Bill, and that's what happens with a lot of new entrepreneurs that aren't willing to sacrifice either the time or the personal finance and the things like that.
That means that they perhaps did not know what it took to open up their own business. You've got to do a lot of exploration first. And I would gather you would recommend that if people have income right now, do your exploring while you have that income.
Yes.
Get all the answers out there to your questions, and then leap when you know it's the opportune time.
Bill, that's exactly right. We start a lot of companies that people are working for somebody else here in Chicago, but then starting their own companies on the side. But they're using that time from a planning standpoint, running a business plan and so forth.
Obviously. Was it more of a struggle than you anticipated?
You know what? It was very interesting because I was always kind of independent in the carpentry thing, but it was the clientele. Your guest is absolutely right. I've been listening for the last half an hour, and everything he says about you have to have the positive mental attitude. You have to forget about the people that are negative. You have to just look forward and never think about going back to doing what you were doing.
Go, Dave, go.
I've had over 300 people in 5 years come to me and say, I'm going to quit my job and open up a hot dog stand, and I swear to God, not one person has come back and said they've done it. Because nobody wants to take the chance, but you can do it, but you have to want it from your heart. I used to travel in the summertime all the time. I haven't taken a vacation in 5 years, but I don't miss it.
But you couldn't be happier.
I couldn't be happier. It's the greatest thing. So people out there, go do it. You can.
Dave, thanks so much for calling. And Neil, you're shaking your head.
Oh,
yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Great
advice.
He's
got the word, doesn't he?
That's music to my ears. And Bill, when you think about it, there's 100 people out there generally walking around on the streets today. You know, 75 are really seriously thinking about starting their own company from scratch, but 15 will only pull the trigger. So again, the gentleman's right to hit the nail on the head. You just have to jump off the cliff and go for it.
Now, another option is to open up a franchise. A lot of people may not be clear on the difference there. And Gail from Palatine, you're on WGN. Pose your question vis-a-vis a franchise.
Oh, hi. I was wondering, when you talk about the differences between the 80% failure rate, is there a difference between people who start their own business with their own idea or people who buy a franchise that already has kind of like a proven methodology to it?
Yeah, so there is a difference, and that's why a number of people will go down the franchise route or buy an existing business, because it's already a proven business model versus starting a company from pure scratch. So there's, I think, the thing to think about and really keep in consideration when it comes to franchising, I think it's important that you should really buy into a franchise, something that you're incredibly passionate about, that you really love doing, as opposed to just a pure business model.
Good
okay.
question.
Great, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Gail. Joe in Elmhurst, you're on News Talk 720. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. What I would like to know is, what is the possibility of coming up with an idea and either selling it to a corporation or partnering with them?
So an idea that they haven't thought about, that they
right.
would what, buy from you?
That they would buy or they would use and pay for.
Better be a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I guess the bottom.
I've got two very good ideas.
Oh, good for you. Neil?
Well, as long as you can make money, I think there's just, the thing to think about when it comes to people starting their own companies, they're not creating something so totally brand new. They're taking existing ideas and frankly,
that's exactly
just making
what
better.
This is.
Okay. And I know there's a market out there because that happens every single day. People start very successful companies, and it's really a takeoff on somebody else doing it, but they're just doing it incredibly better at more value.
Joe, I love the York Theater there in Elmhurst. I take my family there every month.
It's a great town.
It really is. Thanks so much. That was one of
Thank you very much.
Hometown Voices tour here in WGN was in Elmhurst not too long ago. Tom from LaGrange, another town I love to go eat in. You're on WGN. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. I just wanted to make a comment about when you're starting a new business, sales, of course, is the most important thing, but you have to be very patient. And what I learned myself is just because you're ready doesn't mean they're ready. So you got to be ready to stick with it and stay on it.
Very good point. As I think about my own company, I thought it was going to happen overnight, and it really took several years before the train really got going. And I think I was a bit impatient, like a lot of many entrepreneurs. I think it's just going to happen overnight. It's not. It's going to take some time, and you have to have that patience.
Tom, are you speaking from some experience here?
Yeah, absolutely. About 17 years ago, I started a service business, and I also thought that it was going to go right away, but it's 3 really good years of pushing hard and trying hard before it started to happen. And today it's going very, very well.
Congratulations. Absolutely. And it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, what would you say? A 17-year overnight success.
It's a lot of work, though, too. Tom, thank you so much for calling WGN this afternoon. Neil, talking about some of the elements that you have in your sort of 10-step plan is visualize success. And I've always thought that's kind of an interesting one. See your business as you want it to be, as a successful enterprise.
Yeah, I think that's so important. I mean, you know it's going to take some time, but you have to, you know there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel, but you absolutely have to keep visualizing success every single day. And when you think about it, Bill, I mean, visualizing success will help your mindset in terms of ending up being successful. I just think Donald Trump as an example. I mean, there's just so many other, you know, examples out there, but inevitably you have to visualize the success and then see that really through every single day. And that will increase your confidence, and increased confidence becomes even more success.
What is the key business rule?
The key business rule, when it gets right down to it, and this is something I've learned, like a lot of other entrepreneurs, that, you know, times are going to get tough. But inevitably, there's a couple of basic things that you have to think about when times get tough and clients are few and far between. Either increase the revenues or decrease the expenses, or preferably both. But it's, you know, a lot of people look into this and go off to a lot of different tangents. But really, it's very, very basic. You know, when times get tough, decrease the expenses and or increase the revenues at the same time.
All right. Let's see. We have just a minute to go. Let's try to take one more caller. This is Tony from Glen Ellen. Good afternoon, Tony. You're on WGN.
Yeah. Hi. I've toyed with the idea of going into a business. I don't want to go into details, but I have heard that a person should actually have enough working capital to sustain themselves without counting on profits from the business. Mm-hmm. What is there a general rule on that?
There really isn't, because every business is a little bit different. Most businesses that start are service-related businesses that don't require a lot of capital. But everybody, I need probably a little bit more about, understand a little bit more about that, I can make a better judgment there. But inevitably, most people will use their savings and use whatever they have to really start the company and grow the company before going out and getting loans and investment capital.
Neil Anderson, thank you so much for joining us again on The Money Show this afternoon on WGN. Let's repeat, your website is?
You bet. It's thecouragegroup.com, www.thecouragegroup.com.
And what can people find there?
Basically, startup services. We help people start companies from scratch.
And you're a consultant for those people?
We provide incorporating services, help people write business plans, help people get free publicity in the media.
I've kind of seen your business evolve. Early on, 10, 12 years ago, it was a struggling startup itself. It sounds like it's really hit its stride now.
It really is, because it's just the market out there, Bill, as we've talked about many a time, more and more people are starting their own companies, which is exciting for them and for obviously us.
Yeah, scary prospect too. And you're off to Minneapolis now?
Yes, I sure am. I've got a presentation tomorrow in front of a number of displaced corporate executives who don't want to go down that road anymore, and they want to learn about starting
and
their own companies.
And when can we look for your interview on CNN?
Look for Thursday or Friday.
All right, yep. On CNN television. Thanks so much, Neil, for coming by.